Now next scheme is EPCG scheme. EPCG scheme. This export performance capital goods, export performance of the capital goods scheme, for that the eligibility is the manufacturer exporter with or without the support of the manufacturer or vendor or merchant exporter tied up to the exporting, the manufacturing and service providers that can claim the EPCG authorization. Zero duty EPCG scheme. What is the zero duty EPCG scheme? This allows to import the capital goods at zero custom duty and subject to fulfillment of the export obligation, subject to performance of export obligation equivalent to its 6 times of the duty which is saved as a capital goods imported under export under EPCG scheme to fulfill the 6 years of RECON from authorization issue date. Concessional 3% duty EPCG scheme. This scheme is available to all the exporter for import of capital goods at 3% customs duty. Next one is a import of spares under the EPCG scheme. Spares like molds, dies, jigs, fixture, tools, refractory for the initial lining and catalyst, which is an initial charge that can be imported under the EPCG authorization, and this will be subject to 50% of the normal export outstanding to be fulfilled in 8 years in case of 3% EPCG scheme and 6 years in case of zero duty EPCG scheme. Okay, this EPCG scheme is very important as far as the long term benefit is concerned. Therefore, another scheme has came into existence, that is EPCG for annual requirement. That EPCG authorization for annual requirement can be issued both under the zero duty as well as 3% duty exemption scheme, right? Other important features of the EPCG scheme consist of one, EPCG authorization that can be issued to the service provider also, then common service provider and also the retail sectors. The nexus between the capital goods and the export product or services is required to be maintained. Okay, and then average of the past 3 years export is required to be maintained by the authorization holder. There are certain special facilities which are granted by the Government of India to the dedicated establishment for the exports, which consist of these dedicated establishments are classified as export oriented unit, electronic hardware technology park, then software technology park or biotechnology park, that is EOU, ESTP, STP and BTP. In case of these, the products which are specific, which are dedicated to the establishment and the committed for exporting to their product or their services, these establishments are enjoying the exemption from the custom duty, excise duty, as well on the their capital goods, as well as on the inputs which they have imported. They are also entitled to the CINVET tax credit and also refund of the central sales tax. SEZs, special economic zones. The special economic zone is also under the scheme is approved, which is expected to be a smart industrial town which have the manufacturing and warehousing infrastructure facility, which is called as a processing cell or processing area, and the social infrastructure which is called as non-processing areas also. The developers of special economic zones get the direct and indirect tax exemption primarily for creation and maintenance of the infrastructure, and also the units that gets directed as well as the indirect tax exemption for the export activities in the field of manufacturing services, trading and warehousing of the goods which are procured. Rupee export credit interest rate subvention. This is very important, and the scheme is right from around 10 years back. It was implemented by the government of India for giving the concession in rate of interest which is charged to the exporter by the authorized dealer bank, okay, at the pre and post shipment stage, where the advance is granted in respect of rupees, not in foreign currencies. Okay, so the scheme is currently the scheme is revised, and the scheme is will be in force till the 31st March 2024 or till further review by the Reserve Bank of India. In this scheme, interest subvention scheme, the direct benefit will be given to the exporter. Direct benefit will be given to the exporter by reducing the rate of interest which is charged for their pre-shipment and post-shipment credit which they have availed at initial stage itself, rather than later stage. So the extension of this scheme of interest subvention with effect from of October 2021 and ends on March 2024, the modification is made by the government to the scheme are very, very important, and particularly the telecom instruments sector having the 6 HSC line, okay, that shall be out of the purview of the scheme except for MSME manufacturer exporter. In this scheme, the revised interest concession that will be provided to the MSME sector is at the rate of 3%. That means if AD bank is charging them, for example, is the 12% for the pre and post shipment, then actual interest to be levied to them by reducing by 3% to the extent of 9% only. To the extent 9%. And for all other exporters, it is 2% for manufacturer exporters and merchant exporters also. So exporting under 410 trade tariff lines. Okay, so means MSME manufacturer exporter, there is a 3% interest rate concession, and for other manufacturer exporter as well as the merchant exporters, it is 2% concession in rate of interest which is charged by the bank will be provided under the scheme of interest rate subvention scheme of the Government of India. Therefore, banks, while issuing the approval to the exporters, will necessarily furnish, number one, prevailing interest rate, the interest subvention being provided to them, and the net rate that being charged to each exporter, so as to ensure that the transparency and the greater accountability in operation of the scheme. Okay, the scheme which is extended will not be available to those beneficiary who are availing the benefit under any production linked incentive, PLI. The scheme is not applicable for them, irrespective of the fact whether they are from the general export merchant manufacturers or from the MSME. For them, because they have already attracted or availed the incentives under the production linked incentive, right? Now, export incentive by RBI also consists of duty drawback credit scheme. Banks are permitted to grant the post shipment advance to the exporters against their duty drawback receivables or entitlement, which is covered under ECGC guarantee as provisionally certified by the customs authorities pending for final sanction and payment. Against that, advance can be made available to the exporter. Second one is advance against undrawn balance on export bills. In this undrawn balance, we have seen in export finance also, in respect of the export of certain commodities where the exporters are required to draw their bill to the extent of on the overseas buyer to the extent of 90% to 98% of the FOB value of the contract, and the residual, that is 10% or 2%, whatever it may be, amount being considered as an undrawn balance, and this is payable by the overseas buyer after satisfying himself about quality and quantity of the goods supplied by the Indian exporter. Once it is complied, but till that date, right from the date of realization of 90% to 98%, from that date onward till the realization of that remaining 10% or 2%, at a concessional rate, the export credit can be made available, and this benefits the high value exporters. Now, advance against retention money. In case of turnkey project, or which we have seen under project export, okay, turnkey project, construction contract, progressive payment are mandatory for the overseas employer in respect of service segment of the contract, retaining small percentage of the progressive payment as a retention money, which is payable after expiry of the stipulated period from the date of completion of the contract, and that will be subject to obtention of the certificate from the specified authorities. Now, advance against retention money also gives a scope for retaining the money, and that may be also sometimes stipulated against supplies portion also under the turnkey projects. Likewise, the cases of the subcontract and the payment of retention of the money is a contingent in nature, and it is considered as a deferred liability. Now, export assistance by the Exim Bank. Exim Bank, objective of the Exim Banks are to translate the national foreign trade policy into the concrete action plan. Number two, to provide the alternate financing solution to the Indian parties. To develop mutually beneficial relationship with the international community and forego the relationship or other export development and financing agencies, and to responsive to the problems of Indian exporters. This is some of the objective of the Exim Banks, that is in respect of assistance by the Exim Bank. Now, fund-based assistance of the Exim Bank consists of, Exim Bank offers the financial services to the Indian exporters, commercial banks, and also to the foreign entities also. The facilities for the Indian banks at the pre-shipment and the post-shipment stage, they can finance can be granted into Indian rupees as well as in foreign currency for undertaking the manufacturing of the goods for the purpose of export. Export, that is supplier's credit. At the post-shipment stage, this facility enables the Indian exporters to extend the terms of the credit to the overseas importer of eligible Indian goods. Another facility is provided for finance of the consultancy and the technology services. This facility enables the Indian exporters of the consultancy and technology services to extend the term of the credit to overseas importer. Foreign currency pre-shipment credit is freely permitted by the Exim Bank, and its facility is provided for the eligible exporters to access the finance through the commercial banks for importing the raw material and other inputs which are needed for the export product. It means these are not directly given to the exporters, but indirectly Exim Bank give the finance made available to the financial institution and the banks which are involved in providing this kind of credit facilities. Finance to EOUs and unit which are in APJ export processing zone. This facility is also provided to acquire the indigenous and imported machinery and other assets for the export production. Export marketing finance is also made available by the Exim Bank under this, and the exporters are provided the financial assistance for implementing the market development program and export marketing activities. Finance is also given, as I earlier also said, that overseas investment finance. That means the Indian promoters are extended the financial assistance for equity participation in joint venture or wholly owned subsidiary set up abroad. In forfeiting, forfeiting is a financial mechanism and that enables the company to promote, that enables the company to participate or promote or convert a credit sale into the cash sale or without recourse basis. So Exim Bank acts as the facilitator for the Indian exporters in respect of forfeiting. The facilities also given by the Exim Bank to the commercial banks. What are those facilities given? Refinance to the export supplier's credit. Refinance to the exporter's credit. The refinance. So it means it enables the commercial banks to offer a credit to the Indian exporter of the eligible goods who extend the term credits over 180 days to the overseas importer. For them, the facility, financial facility is made available by the commercial banks by financing them. Refinance of the Indian loans of export-oriented units. Export-oriented units. This facility enables the commercial banks to offer the credit to the eligible export-oriented units to acquire the indigenous and imported machinery and other assets for the purpose of export production. Refinance of the term loan for computer software, that is also provided by the Exim Bank. Export bill rediscounting facility is also available with the Exim Bank. Bulk import finance. Bulk import finance, this facility enables the Indian commercial banks to extend the finance to the overseas importer for import of consumable and input into bulk. The facilities which are given to the overseas entities by the Exim Bank consist of, first one, as we have seen, the line of credit. Then under this scheme, the Exim Bank offers the credit to the foreign governments and their agencies and overseas financial institution to finance the import which is eligible goods from export. In addition to that, buyer's credit is also provided under the scheme of the Exim Bank, which offers the credit to the overseas buyer to finance the import which is exported from India. Non-fund based assistance to the assistance of the Exim Bank. In addition to the fund based, non-fund based also services are provided by the Exim Bank, which in the coordinating role, its role as an international consultant and the promotional activities. Coordinating role consists of Exim Bank is the coordinating for working group mechanism for clearance of the project and service exports that we have already seen and the deferred payment exports valuing above 200 crores of rupees. Non-fund based assistant of the Exim Bank further also provides the consultancy. Exim Bank as an international consultant, they can act like that, and they provide the consultancy and also undertakes the feasible study of establishment of the export credit and the guarantee facility to the Gulf Cooperative Council countries, that is GCC countries, okay, for setting up of APRI Exim Bank, Exim Bank of Malaysia, and also Export Credit Guarantees Corporation of Zimbabwe, and also they are designing and operationalizing the export financing program in the Turkey and also in the South Africa. So these are some of the important ventures which are undertaken by the Exim Banks. Promotional program, it grants to Indian firm for multilateral agencies which are the funded projects overseas, that is MFPO in respect of the bids. Under this market entry support program, Exim Bank reimburses the cost of rendering the Indian firms who have successfully for MFPO. MFPO means multilateral agencies funded project overseas bid. Okay, then grant to the Indian firms for obtaining the product process certification, product and process certification. This provides the grant up to 50% of the cost which is incurred for the company in obtaining the product and process certification. Grant they are providing 50%. The product process certification covered under this program includes ISO 14000 and IS and QS 9000. Promotional program consists of grant of Indian consultant for undertaking the service abroad. Undertaking services abroad. Under this project, the preparatory services overseas program, that is PPSO, and the Exim Bank provides the finance to the Indian consultancy firms to take up the project preparatory studies in developing countries also. Export credit insurance. Having understood this incentive, there is another incentive which is by way of export credit insurance. Payment of the exports are open to the risk even at the best times. The risk have assumed the large proportion today due to the far-reaching political and economic changes that has been sweeping the world. Outbreak of the war, civil war, may block the delay in payment for the goods exported. A cow, like how it was happened in Sri Lanka, or an insertion that may also bring about the same result, that is Ukraine and Russia. Recent examples I am quoting. The economic difficulties of the balance of payment problem that may lead to the country to impose the restriction on either import of certain goods or transfer of the payment from for the goods to be imported. Therefore, export credit insurance is designed to protect the exporters from consequences of the payment risk, both political as well as the commercial, and enable them to expand their overseas business without fear of loss. For that purpose, ECGC has come into the existence. Export Credit Guarantee Corporation. There are various policies issued by the ECGC to the exporter and guarantees or specific guarantees issued to the bankers. Standard policy which is issued to the exporters to protect them against the payment of the risk which is involved in the export of the short-term credit, and the small exporter policy issued for the same purpose to the exporters with the small exporters, with the small exports. Specific policy also ECGC has devised, designed to protect the Indian firm against the payment of the risk which is involved. Number one, in export on the deferred payment term of the payment. Number two, the service rendered to the foreign parties. And number three, construction works and the turnkey projects which are undertaken abroad. Financial guarantees which are issued to the banks in India to protect them from the risk of the loss which is involved in extending the financial support to the exporters at the pre-shipment and the post-shipment stage. Therefore, ECGC issued the guarantees to the bankers. Special SIM, that is transfer of the guarantee, means to protect the banks which add its confirmation to the letter of credit which is opened by the foreign bank, and insurance cover for the buyer's credit, line of credit, overseas investment insurance, and exchange fluctuation risk insurance. These are some of the schemes which are floated by the ECGC. Friends, with understanding this, finally, the risk portfolio in export, we have completed this particular topic about the various incentives which are offered by the Government of India, Reserve Bank of India, Exim Bank, and other entities. Till then, thank you very much.